Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to keep explaining to you what Ash Friendly is. And then, right now, we're going to talk about, like, why Ash Friendly. And I, like, to be really honest with you, is that the information is everywhere, but it is nowhere at the same time. Because you cannot find the information that Ash Friendly provides. You cannot provide the people, the support, nothing except Ash Friendly. There's nothing else out there. You can try other things, you can do it, but there's nothing brings it together. That's why. We're building a community. We're building safe havens. We're building people. And it is the hardest thing in the world to do. That's why most people will never, ever want to do it because there's no money in it. But I beg to differ. There's a lot of money in it. A lot of money for the people that are working with us, the people that are getting help, the people that we're going to go and see. There's money everywhere. Sea of money. It's just flowing. They just have to reach out and grab it and figure out, where's all this money coming? I need it here. I got it here. But it's not about the money. It's about building purpose and meaning and understanding in life. It's about finding out, hey, I'm a colored person. Where can I go out to eat? Where can I go to feel good? Where can I go listen to music? We will navigate you and show you where you could go, where it would be the safest, or where they'd be accept you. It's not written in stone. I understand people love to say that we can go anywhere, but you really can't. Not until everyone's mind changes and their views change on things and they become less hateful in the world. And that's what Ash really wants to do. Until you're more accepting of people making mistakes, more accepting of people that are different or believe different views than us. We're still the same loving being. We just love people in our own way. We care about people in our own way. It's for people who are religious that just want to go out and get a snack. They just want to go out and do something fun, but they have all their religious garments on, or they have their jewelry on, or they have whatever they're wearing to represent their religion. Now, the religion themselves isn't bad. The people have a bad idea of what that religion is because it gets involved in politics, gets all dirty and messy and all this other stuff. But they're not involved in that. They're just religious. So don't judge them for being religious just based on what you hear on TV or see in the newspaper. Still respect them as a human being. That's okay. Not all the people that are part of certain religions are angry and nasty and want to kill everyone. They're just human beings that want to get a drink or want to go bowling or want to go hang out, try to find and buy a cat. And we navigate them to show them where they can go and where they can't go. For people who are disabled, mentally and physically, we find you not only places where you can go, but we also find out how to get in, how to get there, what works best for you. Do they communicate in your language? Will they allow you there because you have dementia or because you are autistic? We'll find out for you. Are they going to be accepting of your mistakes and who you are? You can find out. Do they have a bathroom for you? For some people need a family bathroom or a single bathroom. What type is it? Are they going to be able to tailor to your needs? By being blind, will they read the menu out to you? Do they have it in Braille? Will they explain it to you so you can understand it better when you maybe have a hard time understanding your own self? How do you get in? How do you get into the facility? How do you get out? All these little things we find out for you. Place by place, step by step, brick by brick. We'll go, that's the whole purpose of Ash Friendly, community and together. Well, where can I go if I'm gender neutral? Or if I don't know my gender? If I'm just so confused about my gender, what do I do? We'll find you places to go. What you need to do, How do you need, like, what's comfortable for you? Family bathroom, not family bathroom. Does it have a bar? Does it have this? It works to the best of your needs and what you expect. And so that way you can navigate correctly throughout the world on how to get there, from how to communicate with them best, the best places, like whether it's a park, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's another business, who can communicate with the best, so I can maximize my time being out, maximize my money being out, being accepted and feeling just understood. That's why Ask Friendly. Because like I said, the information is out there everywhere, but it's not just in one place. We bring it all together to make sure it's all there in one place for people to find out whatever information they're looking for. We not only build people with, like, work with people who are disabled, but who are elderly, who are homeless, who have nothing to offer, who can't get a job, because we need to build productivity in themselves. Well, they need to believe in themselves, and we do it step by step. We don't have to, we don't look at people or look down upon them because of where they're at. We look at them as being just a normal human being, as just being a being. I'm not greater than you are. You're not greater than me. We are equal. We coexist. I struggle with my own things, and the next person struggles with theirs. Doesn't mean my struggle is harder or worse. It's just different. That's why building togetherness in a community is so important, to make sure that we can do all this step by step to build a better life for the people around us, the people that are important to us, and to the community as a whole, so we can find out a lot about ourselves, to that give us the meaning and purpose, understanding we want. So when we're doing things, there's less anger, less hatred, less anxiety, less misery. You have something to wake up to in the morning. You're 90 years old, have no friends, no family. Now you have something to wake up to. Now you have a community to belong to. Now you can get out of the house. Now you can navigate yourself. Now you can feel safe going from this place to that place without being threatened or killed or anything like that. That is why Ash Friendly is here. And that's why it's going to stay here for as long as we can. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world around you, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to again. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.